the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
My name is Kobe Bryant. I'm 17 years old.
It was really one of my top goals to become one of the best. I wanted to prove everybody wrong. They told me I couldn't do it.
How could a young man growing up in Italy turn out to be one of the top two high school basketball players in the country?
Kobe Bryant had one goal in life, to become one of the best basketball players to ever live. But how did he do it? How did he achieve everything he ever wanted in life? What was the one thing he had that actually made him lock in? It feels like every year there's a new trend dedicated to locking in. Last year it was the winter arc, and this year it's the great lock-in.
So everyone's talking about the great lock-in of 2025.
But every year it's the same story. You tell yourself, this is it, I'm going to finally lock in. But fast forward a couple months and you're right back into your old habits. So why do some people lock in and succeed while others drift endlessly? Once you understand this one thing, it'll change your life immediately. Well, to understand it, maybe we should look at one of the people who understood it more than anyone, Kobe Bryant.
Bryant out deep, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds for the win. Got it!
At 4 a.m., that was the time Kobe woke up every day to hit the gym. He wasn't supposed to be there for another 6 hours, but he never cared about supposed to. Before his teammates had even entered the gym, Kobe already finished 2 full workouts.
Kobe's already there, with ice packs on his knees.
But why? Why dedicate yourself to waking up earlier than everybody, every single day, for 20 years? Because he understood something that most of us take for granted. Time is the only resource you can't get back. And most of us act like we don't have time. You wake up, go to school or work, eat, scroll, maybe watch your favorite show, and suddenly the day is gone. The one thing you swore you'd finally start this year, it gets pushed off again. But the truth is, you do have time. You're just not using it correctly. Every hour you spend scrolling TikTok, someone else is spending that same hour building a business, learning a skill, or getting closer to the life you want. And it doesn't have to be extreme. I'm not telling you to wake up at 4 a.m. every day like Kobe did.
Forget him for a second. You getting up 6 in the morning, man? It's 5:30 in the morning. What time are you going to sleep?
But even one focused hour a day, no distractions, can put you in the top 5% of any skill in just a year. So block it out. Doesn't matter when. Morning, after work, or before bed. But 1 hour every day, that's all it takes to start walking in. But here's the truth. Doing the same thing every day for an hour, it gets boring. And that's why most people quit. Think about it. How many times have you started something, felt excited for a week, and then stopped the moment it got repetitive? That's because repetition isn't flashy or fun, but it's necessary. Kobe made the same shot every day. Same drills, same reps, because he knew the importance of a routine. You don't need to chase motivation, you need to chase repetition. And it's not about making one giant leap, it's about 1,000 small ones. Because change isn't going to happen overnight. It compounds over time. So build a routine, not just for your goals, but for your life. Wake up at the same time, work at the same time, sleep at the same time. Because eventually, locking in won't be something you force. It'll just be a habit. But even with time and routine, most people still fall short. Why? Because both are useless without a proper system. Goals are easy to write down. I want to bench 225. I want to start a business. Cool, but without a plan, that's all they'll ever be. Words. You don't hit 225 just by walking into the gym and doing the same sloppy bench press over and over. You need a program. You need to optimize your diet, fix your form. Otherwise, yeah, maybe you'll get there, but it'll take years. And most people don't want their goals to take years to happen. They want instant gratification. But while I can't guarantee you that, I can assure you having a proper system will help you lock in and reach your goals 10 times faster. Most people never lock in because they feel lost. They don't know if what they're doing will actually work, and they don't see progress fast enough, so they stop. But with systems, with a clear plan and preparation, suddenly the path is obvious. You're not just working hard, you're working with direction. And locking in becomes a whole lot easier when you know where you're going and exactly how you're going to get there. Kobe knew this. That's why he built systems. Studied 5 hours of film on a single game, tracked thousands of his own missed shots just to figure out why the ball left his hand an inch too far left. He didn't just work harder, he worked smarter. And once you master these three things, time, routine, systems, together, they create discipline. But discipline alone, still, isn't enough. Because Kobe had one thing that separated him from everyone else. And without it, none of the rest matters. It's a mindset shift. You have to believe that the life you want already exists. There's a quote that goes, "To fall asleep, you must first pretend to be asleep." And that's pretty much how everything in life works. You have to trick your mind into believing that you're already living the life you dream about. So act like it, perceive yourself as it. And yeah, some people would call that delusional, but most successful people were. They chose to stay locked in on their goals when most people told them not to. Kobe knew the instant he picked up a basketball that he was going to be one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
Everybody said, once you come back to America, you're not gonna be as good because the talent is so much higher.
People told him to quit, to be realistic, but he didn't listen.
I don't know if anybody believed me, but that was a goal that I've always had.
To be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
He believed in his dream so much that it became reality. And you need to dream like that too. Think about it when you go to sleep, when you wake up. It needs to constantly be on your mind. To reach that level of success, you need to dial in harder than anyone else around you. Be so obsessed with it that you have no other choice but to lock in. Because at the end of the day, Kobe's career can be summarized by a quote that he once said. You have to be delusional enough to believe it's possible and disciplined enough to prove yourself right. And that's the secret to actually locking in. Delusion and discipline must work together. You can't have one without the other. If you only have discipline, you'll burn out. If you only have delusions, you'll stay stuck in fantasy. But once you combine them both, well, that's how you actually lock in.